This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we concluded our discoveries in Malachi 3 of what to anticipate with the promise that God won't forget you. You will be His treasured possession in that final day, Malachi 3:16-17. Think of it, His treasured possession. That final day includes the promise of judgment, but God promises those who fear Him and honor His name, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. Though promising judgment, the prophet Malachi promises compassion from God for those who are His treasured possession. He concludes this cluster of promises at the end of Malachi 3 by pointing out, you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. We are encouraged throughout the Bible to live as believers in such a way that we are salt and light, distinct from those in the world characterized by deterioration and darkness. Paul described it this way in Romans 12:1-2. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Our lives as God's people are to be characterized as righteous in distinction from those characterized by wickedness, as those who serve God in distinction from those who don't. Do you anticipate the day when this will be true?